Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated for Refuah Shlema for Moshe Pesachya ben Pesel Sara. In this week's Torah portion, Parshas Noach, we're introduced to Avraham towards the end of the portion. And Avraham, when we're introduced to him, was the only person in the whole world who believed in the one true God. Everyone else was busy worshiping idols of clay and stone and worshiping stars and trees and so on and so forth. Only Avraham believed in Hashem. For that belief, he was persecuted, hounded, harassed, attacked, bullied. He endured a tremendous amount of pressure to give up his beliefs. In fact, he was called an atheist because he didn't believe in idols. Reb Nussan tells us something. He tells us that the lie of the one person who believed in Hashem, the lie that he was an atheist and could only come from the chamber of exchanges where good and evil are mixed up. In fact, good and evil are mixed up even today. Very often we see that people say that something's good when we know it's against Hashem and his Torah. We know it's not only not good, it's bad. Sometimes we experience this in a national level. And sometimes we experience this on a personal level. Our faith may be attacked. We may be attacked for believing in the words of the Torah. Don't let the bullies get you down. It may seem sometimes that everyone else is so sure of themselves that they're right, and all you have is your emuna. Don't give in. You can do it. You can remain strong because you are a great-great-great-grandchild of Avraham, and you have it in you to believe in Hashem, no matter how much you're bullied. May you have a day of strong conviction. Have a very good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.